The parsha of the Akedah begins, V'hi achar advar me'ela, v'lekim nisa as Avram. And it came to pass after these things, and Hashem tested Avram. Question is, after these things? After what things? Why the ambiguity? So let me share with you an incredible idea. Why does Hashem give a person an assignment? Why is he given hardship? It's because Hashem wants to shake up that person, to elevate their game, become more spiritual, become more connected to Torah mitzvahs, to strengthen their emunah, to work on their betachen. And assignment is Hashem's way of saying, there's more inside you, let's bring it out. But Avraham Avinu, didn't he face enough adversity already? He was thrown into a fiery furnace. He endured famine. His wife Sarah was captured twice. He waited 100 years for a child. And through it all, he stood tall, unshaken, unbreakable. The Rambam calls him Eisen Zeh, the immovable rock. His betachen was immutable. So why was the Nisayon of the Akedah necessary? To answer this question, let me preface it with an incredible story. In December of 2019, a conservative organization called Turning Point USA held a conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And a few prominent members, like Ben Shapiro and others, got up to speak. One of the speakers was Dr. Ben Carson. Before he was a political figure, he was an actual doctor. He was a neurosurgeon. His specialty was separating conjoined twins. So he told over this incredible story. This story goes back about 30 years. One day, a small town in South Africa contacted him to oversee a complex case of conjoined twins. So he asked them to send him over the scans, and he reviewed them, and he said, okay, I'll take on the case. He gathered some of the top doctors from around the world to help him perform the procedure. Hospitals donated the latest equipment, and they flew them into that remote town in Africa. They began the surgery, but tragically, during the operation, one of the twins went into congestive heart failure, and he died. But they managed to save the other baby. However, the next day, the second baby developed seizures and he also died. It was later discovered that the twins shared one heart and one kidney. The first baby who died had the kidney and the second one had the heart. So they couldn't live together and they couldn't live apart. And Carson was devastated. He said, I didn't have to come all the way from Hopkins to watch two babies die. 2 years later, Ben Carson gets a call from Zambia. They need his help with conjoined one-year-old twins, an even more complex case. The twins were attached on top of the head, facing in opposite directions. So feeling confident now, he called the same team from 2 years earlier, and he assembled the same equipment, and the team flew to Zambia. And the medical team and the local doctors took scans, and they studied the case for 2 weeks. And finally, the day of surgery arrived, and Carson uttered the prayer, he put on some inspirational music, and they got to work. 19 grueling hours later, they were able to separate only 75% of the thousands of the veins and the neurons and the blood vessels in the brain. He said, it looked like a huge bowl of spaghetti, and the doctors were exhausted. So Carson told them, let's cover over the incision, and we'll come back in a few months, and the kids will be more mature, and hopefully the vessels will be more developed, and it'll be easier to separate. But the local doctors told him, Dr. Carson, this is not Hopkins, this is not Mount Sinai. If we leave the babies exposed, there are germs here and contamination, the babies will die. So Carson looks up and he says, Lord, this is up to you. He cranks up the music and they get back to work. 6 hours later, they were successful in separating the twins. One twin opened up his eyes in the ICU and the other one in the recovery room. 2 days later, they were breathing on their own. 3 days later, they were eating. 2 weeks later, they were crawling for the first time. And today, 30 years later, they are two normal, functioning adults. What a story. So what's the moral of the story? So Carson said, the success of the second operation would have not been possible were it not for the experience and the equipment and the team that we assembled during the first operation where the twins weren't viable. And Carson continued, likewise, if not for the Biden's disastrous administration, which allowed people to see side by side the results of the progressive liberal policies versus the conservative movement that is grounded in morals and ethics, President Trump might have never been elected. Perhaps if a more moderate Democrat had been in office, Trump 47 might have never happened. But what is our takeaway from the story? Sometimes we are destined to receive a great challenge, perhaps a major health crisis, or a difficult child, the challenge of our life. But Hashem knows we are not equipped to handle that challenge. So He first gives us smaller challenges, and we learn new skills and new coping mechanisms, and we strengthen our emunah. So now we'll be able to handle that big challenge. So if not for the experiences and the betochen that we gained through our hardships of the previous challenges, we would never have developed the capabilities to withstand the struggles that we are facing now. Likewise, Hashem wanted to test Avram with the nesoyin of the Akedah. But if Hashem would have only given him the test of the Akedah, or given it to him first, it's possible that Avram would have said, I waited 100 years for this child, and I waited another 37 years for this Alta Bacher to finally get married. And now that I'm about to see some nachas from him, I'm going to offer him up on the altar. So Hashem gave him 9 smaller nesoyinus to prepare him for the ultimate nesoyin, the nesoyin of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu didn't just pass the Akedah. He became synonymous with it. His entire life of smaller nesoyinus forged within him the strength to face the ultimate test. And through him, we inherited that same power, the strength to rise, to endure, and to overcome any challenge that comes our way. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.